This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spike's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. Weeds a problem? Likely. They're in my landscape. But ground covers come to the rescue. Now that could mean several things and perform in several different ways. Ground covers can also enhance soil health, provide food and habitat for pollinators and other beneficial insects, and reduce soil erosion. I have more on that on GardenBite.com from the University of Minnesota Extension. As many of you know, I have a new rain garden. However, there's already been some erosion due to heavy rains we had earlier and the way it was planted. I've decided to plant ground covers along the edge where the sidewalk meets the garden. Pictures are on GardenBite.com. Plants grown as ground covers can be ornamental or edible, herbaceous or woody, and perennial, biennial, or annual plants. Of course, mulch is a ground cover as well, but doesn't work for what I want. So that's what you need to decide. What do you want out of your ground cover? For the area behind my garage, it's mulch all the way. No one sees it, but it's where I place my larger garden tools. Pictures, again, on my website. I also wanted to protect my crabapple from the lawnmower and decided on planting Pennsylvania sedge, a native low-grow grass that is beautiful and never needs mowing. It's already taking over where the weeds were. This is its second full year. There are a lot of options. I'm also considering creeping thyme for the rain garden. There's low-grow sedum or ajuga or creeping cotoneaster, and the list goes on. Find out more and see plenty of pictures along with a video on GardenBite.com. From birds to bunnies, poultry to horses, dogs, and the family cat, Spikes and Hool's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has all you need to take care of them. Quality feed and quality products to keep your animals happy and healthy. Go to SpikesFeed.com. 6 locations and shipping available. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.